So these children who remember their past lives, what happens to them afterwards? Do they, what happens to them especially after they grow up? Usually, most cases of past life memories are from the age of, say, 3, 4 till the age of 6 or 7. After that, they forget. Now, some of them may still remember, but that vividness of the memory doesn't stay for so long. Because what happens is that the soul, normally, the soul goes from one body to another body, then the soul integrates into the new body. And when the soul integrates into the new body, then the memories of the past life get pushed into the background. Now, in some cases, that integration happens right from the process of birth itself. In some cases, that integration may take more time to happen. And when that happens, the soul identifies, soul is in this body, but is identifying with that body. But as the soul continues to live in this body, then over a period of time, the integration into this body happens. And then the soul either forgets, that the child forgets the past life, or the intensity of those memories go down substantially. The intensity of the desire for wanting to meet those people. Sometimes that particular child may have some unfinished business. So there was a story of American boy, James Leininger. He claimed to have been a fighter pilot named James in his previous life. And he was shot by some Japanese anti-aircraft missiles while he was in the Pacific Ocean in a place called Yojina. So he strongly remembered about the fighter planes that were used at that time. The Corsair planes were used. He described their characteristics. And then his parents were completely skeptical. But he had terrible nightmares. When he would say, "Oh, plane on fire, little man, can't escape," he would scream in terror. And then his parents took him to some children counselors who suggested that Carol Bowman, she specializes in past life therapy for children. She suggested that maybe he's having some past life memories. You let him seek out. And especially before sleeping and waking up, he started speaking many things. And then, as he spoke more and more in his waking life, his nightmares started going down. And eventually, as his nightmares started going down, his emotional intensity of that particular incident started going down. And eventually, his parents took him to the place where, rough area in the Pacific Ocean, where the plane of James Leininger, James had sunk in his previous life. And there he went there and he was just crying fervently. He cried for almost half an hour to 1 hour, just wore himself out by crying. And all that emotion which was pent within him went out. After that, he became like a normal child. So he remembered that, you know, okay, I had those memories. But he accepted. Now this is a new life. And he started integrated in this life and started functioning within this life. So in some cases, the integration may take more time than other cases. But usually, the normal pattern is, so that's why the window for research is also limited for past life researchers. Around 3 to 4 they start, and till 6, 7, 8 normally the children remember.